Shmuel Aleph Perichov Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So Shaul has made it very clear that Yehonasan's choice to be loyal to David is a disgrace to him and a disgrace upon his mother and a disgrace to your family and dishonor on your family and dishonor on your cow. And now Lamed Aleph, Ki Chol Hayomim Asher Ben Yishai Chai Al Hawadama. And Shaul rams the point home as forcefully as he can and makes it clear that he will not rest easy until David is dead. As long as the son of Yishai lives on the earth, Lo Sikon Ato'u Malchusecha, you and your kingdom will not be established. We've spoken before about the idea that Yehonasan is A-okay with that concept. Fine, let David be the melech. He's the rightful one anyway. But Shaul only sees it through the eyes of his imagined dynasty, which in the end will never exist, and which Shmuel had already told him is not going to exist. Ve'ata, and now, shlach ve'kach oso elai. Send and bring him to me. Perhaps send and bring him to me, because I know you're not going to bring him to me in your own hands. So send somebody. Go get a couple of henchmen to go send them out and bring him to me, ki ven mavesu, because he is a dead man. You can't get clearer than that. The Ma'ari Cross says, chayiv katul. He's not just a dead man, but he's chayiv misa. He's a marid b'malchus, he's a rebel against the kingdom, and so the melech has the right to condemn people to death. At one point, it's mentioned in various other anach, about the idea. At one point it says, and the edition of the Nach I have in the Maharikra doesn't give the exact source of this, but he brings down a pasuk, Chai Hashem kivnei moves atem, by the life of Hashem, which means by everything, you are b'nei moves, asher lo shmartem al adonechem al Mashiach Hashem, because you did not observe that which you needed to observe for your master, for the one anointed by Hashem to be the king. And again, alas, perhaps someone out there can identify the context of this pasuk brought down by the Ma'ari Kra, but the Ven Maves is a mark of treason and a mark of a death penalty. Lamed Beis, Vanyan Yehonasan es Shaul Aviv. So Yehonasan answered Shaul his father, Vayomer Elav, Lama Yumas, Me'asa. And he said to him, you can almost feel it coming from the heart, coming from the gut. He can't even hold it back. Why should he be put to death? What has he done? Lamed Gimel Vayotel Shaul es Hachanis Olav Lahakoso. And Shaul raised a spear towards him to strike him, his own son. His son of whom he's proud. His son now whom he has sentenced to death twice. First because of violating the cherem against eating when he ate the honey off of his spear. And now raising a spear because he dares to defend David. Vayeda Yehonasan. And so Yehonasan knew. Vayeda, he knew it. There was no equivocation. There was no doubt in his mind. Ki chalahim hi me'im aviv lahamis es David. That his father had decided. Chalah, he had finished it. He had decided to kill David. Now, Shaul, Yehonasan tries to defend David by saying, what has he done that you accuse him of rebellion? And he also implied by that, Hashem himself has chosen him to be the king. When a man commits any kind of chet that he deserves to be punished for, it is fair to try to save him from punishment if there's no certainty that he committed such a chet, the Ma'am Lois says. So when Shaul complained that Yonasan is defending David, Yonasan answered, why? Because of some rumor that he's trying to kill you? How did he ever make any efforts to try to kill you? How is there any evidence? So you have to give hocheach tocheach hasamisecha when somebody's doing an avera. But how much suffering do you have to undergo if you're the one offering the teichacha? So from Yehonasan, the Chazal learn an awful lot. The Chazal say that by Yehonasan arguing with his father, in this case, he is showing that you have to do hocheach tocheach hasamisecha even if the person refuses to listen to you. Even if he hits you because of your teichacha. Even if, in this case, Shaul lifted a spear. Now, some say, because Yehonasan left immediately, because he backed down and didn't allow the spear to be thrown at him, that shows that you're absolved of your responsibility to give tochacha. If you see, it's not going to be niskabel, it's not going to be accepted. But others even say beyond that, Yohanan went lifnim mishuras hadin, because he continued on to try to save the life, all because he's trying to save another Jew's life, David HaMelech, let alone the fact, of course, that he feels so close to David. So the discussion of Tochacha really revolves a lot around these psukim. But Yohanan tries very hard to point out that Shaul is incorrect in this case. Some also point out the fact is that a father is not allowed to tell a son to commit an avera. So the son, according to halacha, can't openly be moichiach his father, give him rebuke by accusing him of transgressing a commandment in the Torah. You should do it indirectly. You're telling me to turn on the light, but isn't there a tzivui that I'm not allowed to turn on mavir eish on Shabbos? You're supposed to find a way, the Gemara tells us, to try to do it indirectly. But Yohanan's anger in this case is not just against his father, but also with all the other aristocrats. He's upset with Avner, he's upset with all of the important, high-status people around the table, because none of them are willing to try to talk back to Shaul or get in the way. None of them will try to prevent him from doing what they know is wrong and stand up to him. And so Yohanan's response is not just to try to give teichacha to his father by saying, why should he be put to death? What has he done? He's answering the order with a question, which is a little more respectful perhaps than it could be, but he's very upset at everybody else who's standing by idly and watching this happen. So we learn a lot of halachos out of this concept. Maybe teichacha is allowed if it's merited. And in particular, if nobody else is standing up to do what they're supposed to do. So Yohanan has had enough, and he's going to stomp away with good reason and go save David's life.